Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Being Real here with me, Owen Farley. I'm so glad to be with you, coming closer through to this new year. It gives us a challenge to actually stop, be real, challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And in order to do that, we need to know. We need to know where we're going. We need to know what God is saying. And as we're reaching the beginning of the year, I can understand, because I've gone through it myself, that there's sometimes you come through to a new season, come through to a new time, and there's a little bit of apprehension. There can be fear that starts to come up in your heart because you don't understand where you're going, what you're going to be doing. But there's a scripture in Mark 5:36 where God says this, and I want you to take it personally. Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep believing. Faith has no fear. Faith. If we believe, trust in, and rely on God, He is sure to His word. He's going to take us through. And we're going to continue to chat about this today. So stay tuned. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love and is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. Man, the scripture has meant so much to me over the years and something I constantly feel challenged about. You know, if the Bible says that God is love, and as that one part there that says, have we reached the full maturity of love? I feel like even now as we're going into the new year, that there's something else that we need to learn about God's character, about how to love, our neighbor, and spend time with them, give them something, be generous, but at the same time, seeing them through the eyes of God, so that we can grow into the maturity and the perfection of love, just to become like Jesus Christ is. And I know for myself that encountering love changed my life. It wasn't just something I'd read. It wasn't just something I'd heard at church or from people that were speaking about God. But I actually had this moment when love wrecked me. When I realized that I was loved. It was coming. God came and visited me and said, Owen, I love you. I've made you. And I love you, and I paid a price for you, and you were worth so much to me that I actually paid the price of my son. That's your value to me. That's how much I love you. I love you with such zeal, with a jealous love, with a love that is all encompassing. It's like you don't have the words to describe the love of God. Like even now I'm chatting and I'm like, God, how do I describe this? Because you can't really. You can chat about it as much as you know how, but unless you've experienced it, and I feel like that's my cry today, that you would experience the love of God in your own way, in your own time with Him. Because once you have, you're never the same. Fear gets thrown out the door. You know that God is with you. Everything is going to be okay. But it took belief. It took belief in what God was saying and saying, God, I receive this for me. That faith activated it in my life. And then the fear that I had on becoming or if everything was okay just started fading away because of His love that never fails. I think every single one of us has moments in our time and relationship with the Lord that really just stand out, that mean something, that hit different. And one of those for me was actually when I was a kid. And you know, you go through fear when you're a kid, you face times when you're afraid of the dark, and but it's real. It's something that you're really experiencing, and it's not like a light thing. And I actually remember my mom coming into the room the one time with me, And it stands out so much to me. Like, she took the time, lay down on the bed next to me, and opened the Word of God and started reading scriptures to me about fear and how God takes it away and how there is light in the darkness and how it's like, even when it's darkness, still there is light in God. It's like, I remember that time because in that moment of me experiencing the fear, God placed someone in my life that was able to speak the truth of God to me. And it started breaking the hold that fear had, to the point now where it's just, you're just completely comfortable in that place where you felt uncomfortable. Until I got to this place in my life where every time I felt afraid to do something, I felt like I needed to face it head on. In this month, one of the scriptures that we're doing for Challenge of Change is Philippians 1:28 that says, "Do not for a moment be fearful or intimidated in anything of your opponents and adversaries. For such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign and a proof and a seal to them of their impending destruction, and a clear sign to you of your deliverance and salvation in that of God." You see, that fearlessness, that boldness that comes because of your faith being placed on the Word, man, it helps you just to tackle things head on, to take it down. And if you stay tuned, I'm actually going to be testifying about how I did this when I was 21. Mark 5:36, "Be not afraid, only believe." That's what we're talking about today here on Impact 103 as we're being real. And I told you that I was going to testify to you on what I did at the age of 21. I was done with fear and I was like, I have to tackle this head on. And my fear was honestly afraid of heights. Every time I'd climb up high, I'd get weak at the knees. I just couldn't do it. And so I was like, no, this has to break. Because every time I go to a theme park or like try to do something exciting, I'm like just stuck in fear. And God actually, something that was laid in my heart when I was 18 was, on my 21st, instead of having a birthday, I'm going to create an experience. I'm going to defeat fear and I'm going to jump out of an airplane. And my dad, when he heard this, was like, "You are doing that on your own. There's no way that I'm doing that with you." But after a few years of convincing, he eventually decided, okay, I'll do it with you. And it was such a blessing to me, because I realized that in my relationship with God, I'm able to step into this place of faith, step into this place of encountering His love, and through that, being able to tackle anything. Because literally about 2 weeks, maybe it might have been even less than that, I just before this time when I jumped out of an airplane, I had this, man, crazy encounter with God, where I literally felt the fire of God moving through my body to such an extent that it felt like electricity was in every cell of my body. I was just like, whoa. And it was like, how do I explain? Pins and needles that you get in your fingers and toes, but like amplified by a lot, and as well as in every part of my body, not just in one place. And it was tremendous. And I realized in that moment that I was flying up from the ground and about to jump out, that even this excitement and this adrenaline that's pumping through me at this point has nothing on the presence of God. And knowing that God was with me and that He was asking me to take this leap of faith, it was kind of like a prophetic act for me, because I was just entering into a time of my life where God was like, I have more for you. And if you are willing to be real with me, I'm going to be real with you. I need you to take this step of faith. And I realized that through that encounter with the Lord, I was so ready. I was so ready to face things head on and trusted God to catch me. And I think that's one of the biggest things about fear. When you read that scripture, that perfect love casts out all fear. Why? Because you understand that nothing can come up against you as long as God is on your side. Who can be your foe if God is for you? And so I leaped out that airplane with such freedom, knowing that God would catch me. And he literally, it's like he's been doing that my whole life. That's what love does. That's how love does. So stay tuned, because we're going to have someone that we're going to be speaking with that's coming up next, who actually has been like walking this out as well in a different area of her life, specifically coming up to this new year. I think it's very important that we understand how to listen to, trust in, and rely on God and take that leap of faith. So you are tuned in to Impact 103. And if you have just tuned in, we've been talking about the new year that is coming up. And honestly, I love these because it gives us a start for something fresh, something new that God is doing. But sometimes in these moments, it sometimes brings some anxiety because of everything that is going on. We don't know what's going to be happening, what God is going to be doing. But it brings us to that scripture that we've been talking about, Mark 5:36. Be not afraid. Only believe. And so right now it's time for The Witness, where we get to hear the chronicles of real people experiencing God to do the impossible, the ridiculous, and of course the meaningful. And I love this because the Bible does say that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so we're going to be talking with someone that has had to put this into practice. Be not afraid, only believe. She's done it in multiple areas in her life. One of them being, she was born with an undeveloped hip and ended up representing South Africa at the World Champs for warrior races. And since then, she has been applying herself and believing God to help her with directing her in the next steps that she needs to take in the call and the plan on her life, which is why I've actually asked her to be on the show today, because she has an eyewitness account of God actually just directing her, guiding her, and showing her exactly what steps that she needs to take. So welcome, Ruth Averinas, to the show.
It's really an honor to be here.
So Ruth, I actually wanted to just kick it off straight away. You know, after you had kind of achieved the heights of representing SA at the World Champs, I actually want to find out, were you studying at that time already, or were you still figuring out like what God wanted to do more? Because I'm gathering that you felt like there was more that you wanted to do.
Yes, so I was actually currently in my third year at Tux and studying audiology. And I had to juggle studying and training to be able to go over. So when I was flying, I was studying on the plane. And when I was in England for the World Champs, I was studying in the trains. I think sometimes when God calls you to something, you always have two options, and you can try and you can let something go, or you can, I love the verse where it says you must work together for all those things as for God and not for man. And so to just give your best with everything. So juggling that as well as trying to get into my master's. So yeah, but it was a phenomenal experience, and also just such an incredible testament of, yeah, just God's goodness. Yeah, so I was studying at the time, yeah.
You said that you were trying to get into master's, but like I've heard that you actually did get into master's. So how did that come about?
Yeah, so my third year marks were not good enough. At the University of Pretoria, they have a fast track master's. So my final year was was during COVID. So it made it quite a lot harder to do all the practicals and everything. So I then applied last year during my community service year to getting for a post or master's using my entire degree. And I was able to, very fortunately enough, have I had good enough marks, my overall degree, so that I could get in. And then that was an amazing experience as well, because during that process, I was originally looking at going over to do my master's in the UK. I had my marks were good enough to qualify for a bursary where they would pay for everything. But then I was contacted by a professor at the University of Pretoria, and he said that they have an incredible study that they'd love me to be a part of. And then I could have started a bit earlier. With the UK academic year only starting in September, I would have only been able to have just started my master's a few months ago. So then my dad recommended that I rather look in to do my PhD in the UK. Having a look at all of that and with the funding with regards to that, and a PhD is a lot more expensive. And then they didn't have bursaries per se for a PhD because it's a much higher level. But then I just, yeah, I really felt in my heart that this is something that God is wanting me to do. I just know that if God calls you to something, He will provide. I just prayed and I was like, God, if this is something you want me to do, then you need to fund it because there's no ways I can do it by myself.
Come on.
Yeah. And then I sort of just left it in God's hands, started my master's and trying to do my best with that. And then New Year's Eve, I got a message on LinkedIn. It was from a recruitment agent in the UK saying that they saw my profile and they're very impressed. Would I be interested in possibly coming over and working that side? Long story short, I went through a few rounds of interviews. I ended up getting a job that is 30 minutes away from the university that I want to do my PhD in, and
Wow.
they fully funded everything. So my visa, my registration with the medical board, my applications, my airplane tickets, my relocation costs. Yeah, and I couldn't believe it because God is as a coming straight from being a student to wanting to do this, but just trusting God with everything, because there's no ways I would have been able to do it without God's hand of intervention. It's actually something from The Sound of Music, but it's when she's in the Abbey and I can't remember what the mother's name is, but it says when God closes a door, somewhere he opens a window, or somewhere else he opens a window. And it's just beautiful because there was a few other things in my life that God was definitely closing the doors on. And then this was I sort of in that waiting period, I just had to trust that God was going to open the door. God can just move mountains. And really, it's literally like opening up the sea to just let you walk through when things seem impossible and it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But it's just by the grace of God.
So can you kind of take us through your process a little bit? Because I know for myself, I've been in moments where I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you for this. But then there's this period where like nothing is happening, right? It's like you're just waiting. You're just like in this process of just like, okay, God, I feel that you bringing me into this, but I don't know how you're gonna do it. Like, what was your process of being able to just allow God to be God and just kind of take control?
Yeah, so I think easiest way for doing this, I think sometimes people can be in a limbo mode where they're waiting for God and nothing's happening and they just sort of wait and they sort of be stagnant. But what I like to do is to just try and be proactive in it. So I had no clue about going to the UK or about anything. All I know is that God had blessed me with the opportunity to do my master's, and so I was going to work my hardest to do the best job that I could to represent God well in that, and then to trust God with getting over, to not just wait and to be upset with things maybe not going your way, because God's timing is really so perfect and you don't understand it, and things can be really, really confusing, but God sees the bigger picture and we don't. So sometimes when you're in a waiting period, it's because there's a reason. God sees the bigger picture, and you have to trust Him with everything, to just know that He's doing it because He loves you. And that's the fundamental thing that you just need to understand is God loves you. He's going to get you to your promised land, but He's going to get you there when you're ready. So you just have to trust Him in that. Your relationship with Him grows so much deeper, and you just have this peace knowing that you can trust Him with everything. He loves you enough to die for you. So you can best believe he's going to be in these small details.
Exactly. Because this is what like I really am picking up with you actually, and your experience is that you've trusted God to open the doors, but then at the same time said, Lord, what's my next step? What is the step that I need to take?
and actually doing those next steps, but allowing God to move everything according to the way that it needs to be moved. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a beautiful concept, because I know even with myself, there have been moments where I've needed to just say, Lord, what is the next thing that you're calling me to do? And it's not like something that I can't do. It's not something that is huge and above mm-hmm. my ability to. It's like he's given me the faith to make that next step. He's given me the ability to make that next step and then trust him to just show me what the next step is, or to open the next door, or to just allow him, like that scripture says, many are the plans of man, but God directs his steps. And that is that is just honestly so, so beautiful. To our listeners, if you are going through something that is super, super similar, what's so beautiful is God is not a respecter of persons. Okay, what he does for one, he will surely do for another. So you can take this testimony and you can say, Lord, if you will do it for Ruth, you can do it for me. And this is something that you can grab a hold on. So do it and say, God, what is the plan that you have for me? Show me what it is. Open the doors. Bring me favor. Bring me provision, because God promises that he will. He will do it for you. So Ruth, thank you for being with us here on Being Real and Impact 103. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And one last thing. Yes. Don't limit God. You can over he this was such an enormous thing that I was trusting God for, and he super exceeded far beyond anything I could ever imagine. So just trust God with your unimaginable things and just see how he super exceeds them.
Come on, exactly. All right, well, thank you and God bless.
Bye.
We have unfortunately come to the end of my time with you, but I really pray that with all the testifying and just that it's actually just really inspired you to grab a hold of this new year, grab a hold of the new thing that God has for you, and to say, Lord, I trust you. You love me. You're not going to allow anything to happen to me. You know the plan. You're going to provide. You're with me. And I pray that that kind of love, that you have an encounter with that, and that you're able to say, Lord, faith has no fear. I'm not going to be afraid of what's coming up next. I'm going to listen to you, believe in you, stand fast on your word, and I'm going to grab a hold of you. I want you in my life. You are everything that I need. And so I really pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and reveal specific instruction to every single person that's listening. I pray for their own encounters with you. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would move in their hearts, in their minds, reveal truth and guide them this year as they follow you and follow your love, in Jesus' name. So Holy Spirit, right now, I pray that everyone that is listening will be able to keep their relationship real with you and understand that Jesus really loves them. So from me, Owen Folly, I pray that this last time that I have with you before the new year, that you just blessed for the rest of it. You have great times with family and friends, and I'll see you in the new year, ready to go with everything that God wants to do for his kingdom.